When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a For the Girls podcast Flashback Friday episode. Every Friday, I reshare an older episode for new listeners who haven't heard it, or as a refresher for OG listeners who might need to hear it again as a reminder. Enjoy, and I'll see you with a new episode on Monday.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. I am excited about this episode because, you know, this just kind of came to my mind. Well, I do know that there have been some, like, I don't know, like, professional motivational speakers talking about this kind of topic. And I've heard it said in the past, but I don't know exactly by who or where they said it, when they said it. But it's just one of those things that's always kind of like lingered in the back of my head. And so it came to my mind this week that I was almost not necessarily like complaining, but I was almost like seeing the glass half empty, if that makes sense. I just wasn't like, I wasn't really happy about certain circumstances, certain situations. And then that's when this perspective came to me and I was like, you know what? But these things make me exactly who I am. They make me the strong, disciplined, independent, resilient person that I am. I just feel like a lot of people need to hear this perspective today. I want you all to understand that your favorite and best qualities about yourself came to be because of the shit you've been through. For starters, think about what your best qualities are, what your strengths are. What are your favorite things about yourself? How would other people describe you? You know, how would your friends and family and parents and whatever describe you? Would they use words like, oh, she's so strong, she's resilient, she's tough, good head on her shoulders, open-minded, she's really considerate of other people and thoughtful of other people and blah, 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 blah. All of these qualities, aside from like surface level things. Like, don't just say, okay, I love that I'm pretty, I love that I'm funny, and I love that I'm smart. Great. Everyone in their own regard is pretty, funny, and smart because we all have different perceptions of beauty. We all have different perceptions of humor. We all have different perceptions of smart. Some people are smart in the left brain. Some people are smart in the right brain. Whether you're like math and science-y or creative and good at writing and things of that sort. Sure, everyone in their own regard are all of those things for the most part. I've definitely met some stupid people, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, it's the qualities about you that just are like, not everyone can say for themselves, no matter how you perceive those certain things. Qualities about you that make you stand out from other people. So the way that you love other people, the way that you treat other people, the way that you think and act and speak, like those sorts of qualities. Like I said, the resilience and things of that nature. So get really deep into your core about who you truly, truly are, even when no one else is looking. I want you to also think about the fact that you probably would have never even obtained those qualities if you didn't go through some shit. Because how would you find strength if you never needed the strength to overcome an obstacle? How would you have found resilience if you've never needed to power through some really tough shit? How would you have ever known how you want to treat other people, how you want to love and give to other people, if you've never gone through a phase of not receiving it? What I mean when I say that is, so many of us, the way that we give love and the way that we treat other people is actually a byproduct of what we wish that we would have received from certain people in certain relationships at certain times in our lives. So maybe if we've just always received an abundance of outpouring and amazing top-notch love, we would have never felt a lack of certain things. So we would have never known how to make up for that. We would have never known, you know what, it would feel so nice if someone was thoughtful and considerate about me. So I'm going to be thoughtful and considerate toward other people. Do you get where I'm going with that? Like, you may never have even come to the conclusion that you want to be a certain way toward other people. If you were just constantly receiving all of this amazing love, you might have just taken love for granted. We think about breakups or, you know, trauma around love, whatever it is, as bad times in our lives or things that we don't want to reflect on. Oh, I don't even want to talk about that. I don't even want to think about that. Don't even remind me. Who? What? What? No. And I get it. There are so many situations from my past that make me cringe, that I'm like, I can't believe I dealt with that, or I can't believe I went through that, or I can't believe that I settled for that, I can't believe I didn't know better. Whatever the case is, there are so many things that I'm just like, oh my God, what a terrible time. That person never deserved a minute of being in my presence. And then when I really sit back and think about it though, I'm like, but that is what taught me everything I've ever needed to know. That situation that I resent so much actually gave me the mindset that I have today, and it's given me the principles that I have today and the morals that I have today and the values that I have today. Because I may have known all of these things, you know, I've always had my head screwed on straight and I've always pretty much been the way I am now. The values and morals that I've always had were pushed aside when I would make excuses for people, when I would give people the benefit of the doubt, when I would really try to see the good in someone, and I would allow them to really push my boundaries. I would allow people to take me out of those values and morals that I did know about, but I didn't really act on. I didn't really create boundaries on. And when I think about those situations now, it's things that I would never allow in future relationships, in future friendships, in future business partnerships, in literally anything. But that's exactly it. We grow from experiences. We grow from what we've been through, whether we like it or not.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And when people come to me because they love my confidence, they love my energy. Oh my God, you're so tough love and straight up and you take no bullshit. Like, yeah, there were points in my life where I did take bullshit. So this confidence and energy that I have now comes from that, like, been there, done that mindset, never gonna do it again. And I think that is so great. I really do. But a lot of people do come to me looking up to these qualities about me. And when I give advice or when I am a mentor, I am truly speaking from exact experiences. So I provide a mindset that's coming from a place of what I wish that I would have done different, or knowing what I know now, here's how I would have handled that situation. So I'm going to give you this advice because you're in the situation now. So I'm now able to provide you with a blueprint of what would have been the better way for me to handle it when I went through it in the past, whether it's professional, personal, doesn't matter. And I just feel that this perspective allows people some grace. And I really do believe that more people need to give themselves some grace because they look at other people and they have this whole comparison syndrome, and they want what other people have. I wish I had her lifestyle. I wish I had her relationship or her success. Like, everyone tends to look at other people and start comparing what that person has to what they don't have, in a sense. And you have to understand that, like, you have no idea what that person has been through as well. You have no idea why that person deserves the things that they have. You have no idea what they've been through, how bad it was, and how they overcame it. So when you see what someone has today, think about what they went through in the past. When you see this best version of someone today with those amazing, amazing, amazing qualities that I want you to really think about and write down, when you see someone having results of embodying those qualities, think about what experiences they went through in the first place to even be able to embody those said qualities. So everything is a byproduct of the next thing, right? Embodying and embracing the qualities, that's a byproduct of the shit that they went through. The lifestyle that they have now, the results that you are seeing them living now, are a byproduct of embodying and embracing the qualities. And that is what we call an evolution, my friends. This is how we evolve. We have to come from somewhere small in order to go somewhere bigger. So many people always say it. You have two choices, evolve or remain. It's up to you. If you want to evolve, it's time for you to take the power back in the shit that you went through and embrace how it's made you the divine, amazing, strong human that you are today. I refuse to remain. I will forever embrace evolving. So let this perspective help you to understand the only way to evolve is by appreciating those experiences that you might be resenting right now. They are all simply part of the plot of the story, your story, the book of your life. And that's all we have for today. I appreciate you all so much for being here. Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.